I'm Dan Clefstad. There are bipartisan calls for the resignation of an Illinois lawmaker charged with bribery. Representative Luis Arroyo, a Chicago Democrat, is accused of paying an unnamed state senator to support gambling legislation. House Republican leader Jim Durkin says Arroyo needs to go.
I am now calling upon Representative Luis Arroyo to resign by the end of business today. The actions today go to the heart of public trust in state government.
Durkin says if Arroyo doesn't resign, the House should expel him. Speaker Michael Madigan made a similar demand later in the day. The FBI says the senator who allegedly accepted the bribe was a cooperating witness and wore a wire to record his conversation with Arroyo. Arroyo pleaded not guilty to the charges. A growing number of Illinois lawmakers are ensnared in recent federal probes. Now some of their colleagues want to ramp up punishment for public corruption. Sam Dunklaw has more.
The group, led by Republican State Representative Grant Worley, is pushing to increase fines to as much as $1 million for crimes ranging from skipping ethics training to bribery, as federal agents have been investigating, even arresting, several of their Democratic colleagues. The GOP says tougher ethics laws are needed now more than ever. But even a Democrat wants Illinois to clamp down on corrupt officials. Here's State Representative Maurice West of Rockford.
When you see corruption, as we have seen in the past decade, it makes it hard for the voters to come out and to trust the people that they voted in to represent them.
The legislation was introduced earlier this year, but was never allowed to come up for a vote. The sponsors were not clear about how the steeper fines would be enforced. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A bill to cap out-of-pocket insulin costs at $100 a month easily passed a Senate committee Monday. Costs of insulin skyrocketed in the past decade, leading to accusations that pharmaceutical companies are gouging diabetics who need the drug to survive. Many Illinois residents can pay $500 to $900 a month out of their own pockets for insulin. As currently written, the law would not take effect until 2021 and would only apply to insurance plans regulated by the state. Federal law prohibits the proposal from covering more insurance plans. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Walker's Bluff leaders say their application for a casino license is now in the hands of state regulators. Monday was the filing deadline for the Southern Illinois facility, which is partnering with Elite Casino Resorts of Iowa on a multi-million-dollar project. The Illinois Gaming Board will now take up the application, a process that could take up to a year. The license became available as a part of the state's gambling expansion package that passed the Illinois legislature earlier this year. The battle against addiction took center stage Monday evening as Centerstone and Heartland Regional Medical Center welcomed national recovery advocate Ryan Hampton to Southern Illinois. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
For 10 years, Ryan Hampton lived with an opioid addiction. He's over 3 years into recovery and has become a nationally recognized advocate for addiction recovery. Centerstone Executive Director for Illinois, John Markley, says Hampton's able to captivate an audience.
I think he brings it down to your and my level about the impact of this on our society and how personal it is.
Markley says the former White House staffer is part of a national effort to change the stigma and perception of people in recovery.
You know, he's breaking down some of the cultural barriers that have kept people from, in suffering and in silence about this issue. It's not just those on the fringe.
Markley says it's a lifelong effort for those in recovery, and they need support to be successful. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
A third Republican has announced a run for the 15th Congressional District in Illinois. Kerry Wolf of Altamont officially announced his candidacy Monday. Wolf joins physician Charles Ellington and Mary Miller, a farmer and businesswoman, as Republicans in the race. I'm Jennifer Fuller.